does need some tweaking.
I have a friend who's about to retire as a psychotherapist. Very intelligent, I think, very well respected. And I talked to her a little bit about it. And she's becoming more spiritual, I think, as she grows older. And she said, you know, just stick with the spiritual life, is what she told me.
Yeah.
But I have to be honest, I have, you know, a lay teacher who I respect very much. And he starts seeing a therapist, you know, an elder lay teacher. And yeah, I didn't know, I was a little confused about it, you know. I mean, I've learned so much about him, but I mean, of course, I try to be open and supportive and, or whatever. I mean, it has nothing to do with me anyways, but still, I mean, the honest thought in me was, wow, if Buddhism isn't working for you, you know, what am I going to do? You know, I mean, this, and he was a monk for many years as well, and all this, you know. So, but I hear what you're saying. You know,
yeah, I mean, somebody who is skilled is. Because sometimes it's like, I remember my very first time coming to coming back to North America, and then while I was mostly for visiting family, but I had an invitation to go to Chicago and teach. There was a Thai monastery and Thai monk there who I knew, and he was he had a daily meditation going at his monastery that the lay people from around would come. And one of the women who came was I ended up talking with her for quite a lot. She was really very intelligent, very sincere practitioner. And she was a psychiatrist who specialized in treating other psychiatrists. And she said, without this Dhamma practice, I wouldn't be able to be effective. It'd be overwhelming. It's because it's like the psychiatrists know the theory and know the jargon, and they're able to move. And on a certain level, sometimes Dhamma teachers can have they know the, you know, the words, you know, the teachings, you know, the ideas, and you're able to sidestep around, because that's what defilements want to do. They want to sidestep. They want to delude. So that's where it's helpful to have mirrors.
Yeah, I think also there's I've just seen a friend who's done 7 years of high school counselling, you know, and she's heard some pretty rough stuff that, you know, you kind of need some support sometimes with just, you know, how that's affecting you, Martha.
Yeah, that's a whole other element to it, yeah. Just having the tools to absorb and let go, because we're affected by the impingements that we have.